from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Amy Standen with Quest, our weekly series exploring Northern California's science and environment. Take a waste product like cow manure or garbage, let it decompose for a bit, and you'll end up with methane gas. Methane is a powerful contributor to climate change, but it can also be captured and burned to make renewable electricity. That's something farmers are experimenting with across California. But by solving one environmental problem, they're running headlong into another. Lauren Summer has more.
This is a freestall barn, you know, which holds about 700 milking cows.
John Fiscalini is a third-generation dairy man. His family has owned this farm outside of Modesto for almost 100 years. Today, it's home to 1,500 dairy cows, who right now are calmly chewing on breakfast.
So these are some quiet cows.
Happy cows are quiet cows.
And like any other cows, they produce a lot of waste.
They produce about 86 pounds of milk every day, but they also produce about 120 pounds of manure every day.
That manure fuels some cutting-edge technology on Fiscalini's farm. Eight times a day, it's flushed, washed out of the barn, and collected in two large concrete tanks nearby.
We consider these to be the two biggest cows on the dairy.
Fiscalini calls them that because the tanks work just like a cow's stomach. As a cow digests food, bacteria inside its stomach produce methane gas. The same thing happens to the manure inside these tanks.
The gas bubbles up to the top, and then there is a pipe that basically comes from each of the two tanks.
The pipe goes to a nearby shed that holds a generator, which looks like a massive car engine. The generator uses the gas to produce electricity.
You know, our farm is completely renewable in the fact that we don't buy any electricity from outside sources.
The dairy digester also provides another big benefit. Methane is a potent greenhouse gas, about 20 times stronger than carbon dioxide. On most dairies, it escapes into the atmosphere, contributing to climate change. So capturing it to make renewable energy seemed like a win-win to Fiscalini. He thought government regulators would see it the same way.
Instead, I feel as though they would prefer to have a jumpsuit on me and bars in front of me and that I should be put in jail for having done what I've done.
The problem, Fiscalini says, lies with the generator. Like any combustion engine, it produces exhaust with nitrogen oxide pollution, or NOx, which is a major contributor to smog. So even though the digester is reducing one kind of pollution, greenhouse gases, it's contributing to another, smog, which state air officials are trying to prevent.
We argued long and hard with them about that. They basically were unrelenting.
After having spent millions on his digester, Fiscalini agreed to add a $200,000 pollution control device. But he thinks his experience has discouraged other dairies.
There is not many people who wish to follow in my footsteps and build something like this, given the fact that they are not economical to build and operate, and most importantly, that there will be two agencies that will be all over you.
Agencies like the San Joaquin Valley Air Pollution Control District, where Dave Warner works.
Welcome to my world, yes.
Warner says he hears these complaints all the time, but he's in a bind. The area's air pollution is consistently higher than federal law allows, which is a major public health issue in the Central Valley, where asthma rates are among the state's highest.
You know, in the San Joaquin Valley, we cannot take the NOx hit that would be delivered if these were uncontrolled engines.
In other words, it's up to the Air District to make sure the valley's air quality doesn't get any worse. It's not Warner's job to regulate greenhouse gas emissions. And although California has set some ambitious goals under AB 32, the state's landmark greenhouse gas law, he says those goals shouldn't come at the cost of air quality.
It's been recognized from day one. AB 32 itself says that there should not be sacrifices made to the protection of public health in the interest of reducing greenhouse gases.
Two other air districts in California have followed San Joaquin Valley and set similar pollution controls on dairy digesters, which is good for local air quality, but leaves farmers back where they started.
Good intentions, but bad result.
Alan DeSalt is with Sustainable Conservation, an environmental group in San Francisco. DeSalt has worked with the dairy industry for a decade. He says interest in digester projects has waned.
Well, we had a lot of private capital looking to come in and build these systems, and I used to get calls, several calls a week, asking me about the different technologies and about the different companies, and today I get almost none. When the new requirements went in and then we had the financial crisis, it just about dried up all that funding.
DeSalt says to get things moving again, they'll need a new burst of technological innovation to develop affordable methane digesters that don't contribute to local smog.
We have several things we're testing and experimenting with. So I think in the next couple of years, we will have technologies that we can feel are both protective, fully protective of the environment, and economically feasible on the farm.
DeSalt says he hopes some of those technologies will attract new dairies and will make Fiscalini's farm look like a model project instead of a cautionary tale. For Quest, I'm Lauren Sommer, KQED News.
Watch a cow manure digester in action on our website. That's kqed.org/quest.
Major funding for Quest is provided by the National Science Foundation, with additional support from the Dirk and Charlene Cabsonell Foundation.